Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B, and joining me today is Ashley Zay, Director of Communications at Lollipop Farm. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming back. We always love talking to you. And you're here to tell us all about Barktoberfest.
Yes, absolutely. It's our second biggest fundraiser of the year, and we're so excited.
Before we get into that, because we're going to talk a lot about that.
Yeah.
First, give us a little bit of background of Lollipop Farm and how you help the animals in our community.
Absolutely. So Lollipop Farm, I don't know if you know this, but this year we are celebrating our 150th anniversary in the Rochester community. So we weren't always in Fairport, but we've always been a part of the Rochester community, at least for the last 150 years. We got our start, there were oxen, donkeys, horses being used on the Erie Canal to build it and then also to drag ships. And there were concerned citizens on how they were being treated, and that's thus the birth of the Humane Society in our area. From there, it has grown substantially.
Yes.
We help thousands of animals every year, from dogs and cats to reptiles to farm animals to horses. We provide a lot of community services like our pet pantry, and then we also do adoptions. So, we are really just very fortunate to have such a pet-loving community and to be able to have such an organization here with us.
Yes, and you're very good about giving animals their home, especially last week you just had Free Cat Day.
Yeah, so we had a very large case come in, over 220 cats, and as those cats became available, it became pretty obvious to us, at least, that we needed to move some along to homes so that we can make room for other cats coming in from the community, because it is the summer months and that is our kitten season. So we held Free Cat Day and we were so successful. We had 67 cats find happy homes.
Oh, they're forever homes. I love it. So Barktoberfest, Walk for the Animals. This is your second largest fundraising event of the year, you said. So when and where is it?
Yeah, so it's September 23rd, Saturday, September 23rd, and registration is open now. You can come in as early as 9, walk begins at 10. It's just going to be a wonderful day for you to come out with your dog, do a quick walk, and then, we have a big festival this year. We are so excited. We've expanded, and we're trying new things, and we just think it's going to be a wonderful time for everybody to celebrate the money raised to help the animals.
And the donations raised, how does that help and where do the donations go?
Yeah, absolutely. So these donations go to our operating budget. So these are the donations that help us to feed our animals. They help us to house them, to provide them with enrichment, medical supplies. It goes towards everything that is needed to operate an operation that helps thousands of animals every year. And there's plenty that's needed.
So can people donate online as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to lollipop.org/BeeFest, you can register or you can donate. So you can either donate to a walker or you can donate just a gift maybe on behalf of your pet or on behalf of a loved one that maybe passed or something like that.
And will you be able to donate on site, like the day of the event as well?
Absolutely. We will definitely take your donations day of as well.
To register, do people just go online for that as well?
Yep, you're going to register at lollipop.org/BeeFest and register as a hero, or we also, if you are younger, have a junior hero. From there, you'll be able to set up a profile and set up your fundraiser. So we're asking you to, as a walker, to fundraise on behalf of animals in the community. It's really easy. It actually connects to your Facebook. So really all you have to do is start a Facebook fundraiser and ask your friends, and it just couldn't be easier to help the animals.
Oh, and then you can just share it on your Facebook.
Exactly. Okay. And then you can just go to the festival afterwards and enjoy and just celebrate all the goodness.
Can people register as a team or is it individually?
Yeah, absolutely. You can register as a team. My husband registers every year as the Bark Knights, as he is a Batman fan. but you can register as a team, walk with your friends, walk with your family, and just have a really great time.
And bring your dogs. Dogs are welcome.
Dogs are absolutely welcome at Barktoberfest. In fact, we have canine contests. So we have the Hot Diggity Dog Contest, which is a hot dog bobbing contest.
Okay.
And then we have a costume contest and then a pie eating contest, where not only does your dog have to eat the pie, but you do too.
For the hot diggity contest, are dogs the one that bob for hot
dogs?
Yes,
okay. The dogs are the ones bobbing for the hot dogs.
Not the owners.
We won't stop you per se, but you just won't get a prize.
Oh, and I love the dog costumes. They're
oh my
so
God.
Cute.
So cute. Every year, people just get more and more creative, and I love it.
I wonder if like all the animals are just like, oh, here we go again with the costumes.
I'm sure there's some, but you know, some of them just love the attention, oh, yeah. So they're fine with it.
There are two walking paths.
Yes.
So describe those
absolutely.
A little bit.
So we started this last year where we have a shorter walking path for those of us who, you know, may need a little bit less of a walk. You know, we wanted to make this accessible for everyone, but also accessible for all of our pets. We all know that senior pets, you know, a mile and a half can be a little bit much. So we have a short half mile walk, and then we have one that's just under a mile and a half.
Will both those walks be happening at the same time?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then there's signage and volunteers to let you know if you are going on the short walk, go this way. If you are going on the long walk, go this way.
Okay, that's good to know because I probably picked the wrong path.
Just follow the person in front of you. Yes. You can't go wrong.
There you go. Or follow your dog. So the celebration, I know you mentioned a little bit how you're going to have the contest.
Yep.
What else does it include? Live music too, right?
Yeah, we have a new band, Junkyard Field Trip, coming. I heard that they are amazing
they
and have
are.
A great following. Yeah. So we're really excited to have them. We also have about 20 artists and vendors signed up so far where you'll be able to get handmade crafts and then also some exciting accessories for your animals. So definitely check that out. And then we also are going to have beer from Trip Hammer Beer Works and a family fun zone. So it's just no matter your age, you're going to have a great time. You're going to have an amazing time, whether you're a little kid jumping in the bounce house or an older adult enjoying the band and getting a beer with Trip Hammer.
Well, if you love animals, you're
gonna
like
you can't go wrong.
No, not at all. Did you say there's going to be food, too?
Yep, we got food trucks coming as well.
And then the vendors, they will be there all day, right?
Yep, for as long as the festival is open.
Are there going to be animals up for adoption that day, too?
So the adoption desk will be open that day, but we do ask, you know, just because there's so many dogs and things like that, if you are there with your dog, that you're not walking through, like, the cat adoption area or, you know, so it just might be a little slower that day, but, you know, you will have animals available for adoption that day as well.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine if all these dogs are coming in at once. That can be very overwhelming.
Absolutely.
For all the animals. So if you want to register for the walk, give us the website again.
Yep, it's lollipop.org/BeeFest.
Perfect. And you can register up until the day of. Is that how that
yep,
works?
Yep, absolutely. Register now and have enough time to fundraise leading up to the event, or you could even come day of. We're happy to have you no matter what.
Do they have to raise a certain amount of money or just however much they can raise?
It's up to you. You can give yourself a goal or you can choose not to fundraise. Whatever you're the most comfortable with.
Don't some people wear shirts, too? Don't they create their own outfits for the walk, too?
Yeah, you know, we have some people that get really creative, and they have team T-shirts, and they get really into it. And then, you know, you also get your Barktoberfest T-shirt, which will be really cute when you register.
Okay, I love that. So that was Barktoberfest on September 23rd at Lollipop Farm. And I know Lollipop Farm always has a whole bunch of fundraising events. So what are some more that are upcoming that we can look forward to?
Oh, yeah. We've got some really great stuff happening. There's going to be the holiday giving season. You know, we're always really fortunate to have somebody step up and double that donation during that time. So, you know, look forward to that. We also have holiday pet photos coming up where you'll be able to register for a slot and have a professional photographer take a picture of you and your pet on a winter scene background or with Santa if that's your thing. So you have some options coming up.
That's adorable. I love that. And then you also, are we allowed to mention the telethon too?
Telethon, you know, it's always around the corner. Telethon is coming. It's going to be in March, first weekend in March, and keep an eye out for more to come.
You have the events all up on the website too.
Yep.
So if people don't remember the events, they can just go.
Always check it out. We always have new workshops. We have new programming. There's always something new for the kids. I would definitely check out lollipop.org for events, but then also lollipop.org/BeeFest to register today.
Or Facebook is always great, too. That's how I keep up with you guys the most.
Yeah, if you want to see adorable pictures of animals, definitely follow us on Facebook.
Before we end, can you give us tell us a little bit about some of the animals that are up for adoption right now, or animals that you have a plethora of that need homes?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, we had a large case of cats. So, this is summer, and we were going to have a lot of cats anyway. You know, community cats are out there. It's warmer months, so they're making friends, making babies. We call it kitten season, and, it does bring in a lot of animals to Lollipop Farm. So if you're looking for a cat, it's a good time. But one of the other things that we're having an issue with, and it's not just us, it's really across the board. Nationwide, we're seeing less adopters than we are pets up for adoption. And so a lot of our dogs are having longer stays. Even if you can't adopt now, go on the website, share it with your friends, follow us on Facebook. And when we do our pleas to please foster this guy, or, hey, this guy's been waiting for 6 months, it's time for an adoption, just give us a share. Every bit helps.
And you've had some dogs I was keeping up with that were with you guys for a while, and they finally found homes, like Cheeto for one.
Oh my God, yes. You know what? Sometimes we're just waiting for the perfect adopter. Mm-hmm. Some of our animals or dogs, like, they may not like other animals, and so we're waiting for the adopter that doesn't have anybody yet right now. Sometimes an animal has a different individual personality, and we're just looking for the right fit. So it can take us a little bit of time, but that just means that we are finding the right home.
And sometimes the longer that an animal stays in the shelter, the worse it is for them, right? Because they just kind of get a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are trying to do more of a push to have our animals fostered and then can be adopted from their foster home. So a lot of this is because of kennel stress. It's not meant to be a long-term solution for any animal to be boarded like that. But we're also always looking for ways that we can enrich their lives, different ways that we can help them find foster. So now if you go on lollipop.org, you can actually search pets available for foster and sign up to foster if you're interested in somebody. And then we're always just trying to find ways that we can get them out a little bit sooner.
Yes, I love that. I love seeing all the happy stories of them finding their homes. Like when I saw Cheeto found his home.
Oh, yeah.
Home.
That one made my heart warm.
Mine too. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So one more time. Barktoberfest, September 23rd.
Yep.
You can register now.
Register now, fundraise up to the event, and then join us for the party. It's lollipop.org/BeeFest.
And bring your dogs. Well, thank you so much, Ashley, for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll see you in September.
See you in September.